Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Hello, Pastor Wanda.
Praise the Lord. I'm blessed and highly favored, rejoicing in the Lord. Nehemiah 18, the joy of the Lord is thy strength. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself, Pastor Leroy? How are you doing tonight? Pastor Leroy, you there?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I had you on mute.
Oh.
I do that a lot on Pastor Kent's show. I apologize for that. I'm here, man. I have some allergy issues as we're getting into the spring months here in New York, man. And so I'm not sounding as good as I used to. Pastor Wanda, how you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored. And how are you doing?
I'm always doing good, man. Even when I don't feel good, I'm doing good. How you doing, Pastor Ken?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking, Pastor Leroy. All righty. Well, we've got a caller already. Let me take this caller and see who we got. Hello.
Hey, Pastor Ken.
Yeah, Grover, how you doing?
I'm okay. I wanted to ask Pastor Wanda if you'd send me any of your used underwear.
We're not doing that foolishness. No. We ain't doing that foolishness. Shut it down.
Yep, it's over with. And I'm sorry about that. That was uncalled for.
I'm going to have to lay it tonight because it's funny to me.
Oh, boy.
You know what, Pastor Ken? That's actually pretty funny, but you know what? It's also pretty disgusting, man.
Yes. I apologize for Grover's out.
That's all right. You know, Jesus said, forgive them for what they know not they do. So, you know, they don't know no better. Okay? So God sees it and he knows it. Amen?
Amen. That's for sure. All righty. Let's see. Has anybody got anything, any interesting news that's going on?
Well, let me say this, man. I apologize. I'm having some allergy issues here. I've said that a couple times. I do want to discuss something, man. I want to discuss the borders in our country that are bordering Mexico, okay, including where Kent is in Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, and California.
Okay.
My brother-in-law works for the Arizona Defense System to keep us away from Mexico, man. He works on the border.
All right.
Because of President Biden, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say President Biden stop funding the wall that was keeping the immigrants in Mexico out of our country. And Ken, you should know this better than anybody because you're in Texas, right? So you know you got the border to Mexico in Texas, in Arizona, in New Mexico, and in California.
Right.
So my brother works for the Border Protection. And he's telling me that since the Biden administration, there has been thousands of immigrants coming over the border every day.
Huh. Yeah.
And that's because he stopped. Biden stopped funding the wall. Biden stopped funding our border patrolmen. So they laid a lot of people off. I'm I'm not, look here, man. I'm not saying anything against Democrats. I am not a Democrat or a Republican. I vote for who I think is going to do a good job, man. That's what I do.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So whether or not Joe Biden is doing a good job or not, there. You know what? I'm going to stop talking because my throat's going, man. So I'm just going to sit on the side, my brother. Sorry about that.
Okay. Well, we got another. We got a caller here. 111. Let's see who we got. 111. You're on here.
I'm against all Mexicans, also.
Oh. Okay, Grover.
What are you typing?
Nothing. I was typing your name in, so I knew. So I know it's you in this particular call spot.
Yeah, it's Grover Washington, and I'm down in San Antonio, and I've seen a lot of Mexicans in my day. And if they want to come into the country legally, that's one thing, but you got to wait your turn. You don't just jump across the border against the law.
Yeah. Oh. All right. Let's bring on 585. Okay, see who we got. Is this Jeff?
Yeah, this be Jeff. How's it going there, Kenny?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, not too shabby. Beautiful Sunday night. How's that bitch-ass Bruce Barry Leroy Valeri doing tonight? How you doing, buddy? A lot of shit talk when I'm not around. Well, I'm here.
All right, we're not doing that. Hey. It's for the edifying, for the hearers, okay? Listen, y'all handle that stuff on the outside. Not over. We on live air, and y'all don't have no respect for God and his people. Come on now.
Well, I got respect for God just like I got respect for Kenny. But when I got this dude talking about the
1690,
and I ain't
the
around,
Lord is running
the mouth, Pastor Wanda. Jesus Christ, shut up. God damn, let me confront the fake fucking pastor. Let me confront the fake pastor.
Shut it down, Pastor. Shut it down.
I want you to send me your underwear dirty.
Shut it down, Pastor. Shut all of them down. Shut them down. Don't even give them time to speak. Jesus didn't give them no time to speak. When demons are spirits, he said, shut up. He didn't give them time to talk. You on live air, and they're saying foolishness. God is not pleased with that.
Do you want to say something?
If you got a set of balls, you come into voice chat and talk to me because I ain't going to disrespect fucking Pastor Kenny's radio anymore. You got a set of balls and come talk to me.
Let me tell you something, Bruce.
Come on down, buddy. Come on down, like I said before. Send your little gay people down here. I will fuck you up, buddy.
Yeah.
Don't try me. Don't fucking try me, Tails. You don't know what the fuck I've been through. Come try me. I dare you to.
Okay, Cobra Jeff.
All right, seriously, Pastor Ken. Like, seriously? You're going to let this freaking guy on the show here threatening Leroy calling me Bruce? Let me tell you something, Jeff. This ain't over, man. You just opened up a can of worms that you were not going to be able to get out of this time. You want to piss me off? You pissed off the wrong person, motherfucker.
Okay. Watch your language. Watch your language, Pastor Leroy. Okay. I'm going to bring back Pastor Wanda on. Okay. Now, Pastor now that Jeff is gone, I don't know what's going on here. Okay. But you guys need to settle this, okay, the disagreement you have. I don't know how you're going to do it. Okay. But you guys need to settle this disagreement.
You know, Pastor Ken.
Yeah.
I try to keep myself together to a certain degree. Okay? Because I got a lot going on in my life. I don't want to deal with this cancer-ridden piece of dog shit.
Anyway, he's got cancer. Again, that's a serious thing.
Guess what? Cancer is going to be his good when I get done with his fucking ass.
Okay.
That's it.
There's no reason to talk bad about him.
I'm going to put myself on mute. But I'm telling you right now, Jeff, you just went down the wrong path, man. I'm putting myself on mute.
Okay, I'm going to bring him back on, and okay, maybe, you know, okay, you need to apologize, okay, about talking about his cancer. I mean, cancer is very serious. I've had cancer, okay, and it's very scary, okay? Cancer is not a good disease, okay? Let's bring him back on, okay? Hopefully you guys can talk, okay, without cussing, okay, and hash this thing out between you two, okay? Okay, let's see if we can hash this out. Rubber Jeff, you're back on the air.
The only way this is going to be hashed out is if he brings his fake ASSS, I refrained from that, Kenny, for you, here to Rochester, New York. So, Bruce, get your ass down here. You know where I'm at, buddy. You cross the line, not with me, with someone else, and I'm doing this as a favor. Now, you want to talk shit to me? You fucked with the wrong pail. Let me tell you that, buddy, okay? Anytime, any fucking place. You understand me? I'm not afraid of you. I'm not like these other little trolls. You don't fucking know me just like I don't know you. So bring your ass down here, buddy. See what happens. You don't know who the fuck I am. You don't know who you're messing with, buddy. Please try me. I'm begging you. I am.
Okay, all right. Now, what is causing this rift between you and Pastor Leroy, Jeff? What is going on? What is going on?
Well, I, as much as I out Pastor Leroy on the air, let's just say he crossed the line with a friend of mine, okay? And it was majorly out of line. So you know what? That got me brought into it because that friend of mine, he helped me personally. And I'm tired of Leroy being an attention-seeking 15-year-old whore, whoring his wannabe shows, needing attention on every freaking platform. Man is on 70 different blog talk shows. Dude, you used to be funny in the Clay days, okay? Yeah, I might be a troll. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just speaking my mind now. Like I said, I'm not going to disrupt your show anymore tonight, okay, Kenny? But Bruce, Barry, Larry, Leroy, whatever the hell you're called nowadays, stop with the fake pastor crap. It ain't funny no more. For one, you're disrespecting God by being a fake pastor. All right? That's offensive enough. And if you keep going with it, I keep getting muted and stuff like that. And if you're going to let him take control of it, Kenny, that's disrespecting me. I've never showed disrespect to you. Okay? And I told you I was trying to be respectful.
I got control over the camera.
All I got to say is anytime he wants to talk crap, I ain't around. Now I'm around and he wants to talk crap when I get booted or something like that. Like I said, come into voice chat. You block me. You did this and that. Come hash it out with me, pal. Come hash it out with me, okay? You ain't met a troll like me, so come on and bring it. You understand me? Bring it.
Okay.
I ain't like anybody else, man. You don't know who you're messing with. Like, I ain't got people, too. I guarantee you I got people that are way more dangerous than you know, buddy. Try me. Try me.
He's dead.
I dare you to.
Who you're messing with. Are you
talking.
Fucking kidding me, man? You're going to tell
Bruce,
me you don't
stop,
know
stop
who
the fake black
you're
ass.
Messing with?
Bruce, you're
motherfucker.
Not the Howard
you
Stern character. Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth.
The lie.
Shut your mouth.
And
shut
you.
Your mouth. Shut your mouth.
Are
don't care. Shut your mouth. You are. You are fucking drunk. You're drunk. That's all you do. You're drunk. I'm surprised you're not drunk tonight. You're drunk. So shut your mouth. Get off the show. Let Kenny do his thing. Get off the show and leave. Go bother Kent or something. Go suck him off like you always do. Don't fuck with Kenny. Seriously.
Hey.
Don't fuck with Kenny.
I like Pastor Leroy. I don't know him as Bruce or Larry or anything.
Jesus Christ. It's Bruce.
I've only known him as Pastor Leroy.
He's Pastor Fake. Jesus Christ, the whole pastor thing, whether it was Pastor Veal, Pastor Leroy, it was funny for the first fucking week. Stop it. It's been like 8 months already. Jesus Christ. It ain't funny no more. And then, like I said, he disrespected a very good friend of mine and a friend of the community. He crossed the line. So you know what? Now he's got me to deal with. Try me. That's all I got to say, Bruce Kenny. Enjoy the rest of your show. Bruce, you got the balls. Come to voice chat sometime. You know where I'm at? I ain't running from you. I don't run from anybody. Try me, bitch. I dare you. Maybe I'll make you famous.
Okay. Well, Cobra Jeff just dropped. Like I said, I hope you guys can hash this thing out, okay, and put whatever the problem is behind you guys, okay? Because, you know, I like you, Pastor Leroy. I like Cobra Jeff, okay? I consider you both friends, along with Pastor Wanda here. And we would really like to see you guys get along. Amen?
Amen. You know.
Well, you know what? Let me say this. Let me say this. And then I'm going to be done for the night. Jeff.
He hung up. Jeff hung up.
Yeah, well.
But he's listening. He's listening. He's in the chat room, so he can hear you about Pastor Leroy. Oh, Cobra Jeff left the chat room. Oh, okay. We've got a area code 609. Let me bring 609 on and see who we have. Okay. 609, you're on the air. Who do I have?
Is Pastor Leroy there?
Is who?
The white guy who's Bruce, who's playing the Pastor Leroy.
Pastor Leroy's here.
Let him say hi to me so I can tell him something. Got a message for him. Is he there?
Pastor Leroy.
Say hi.
Say hello to our guest.
Well, let him know that First Sitting Pastor is a felony. I made a donation to Pastor Kim's PayPal fund for him. So taking money as a fake pastor is also a felony. So he'll be in jail before you know it. Trust me. That's all I have to say. You're going down, Bruce.
Okay. All right. Well, who was this call? Oh, 609 drop. Okay. 111, you're on the air. Hello, 111?
If you need a new fake pastor, I'll be glad to come on. I can pretend to be a pastor, too. It's Grover Washington.
Okay, Grover. And you can pretend to be a pastor, too?
Yeah, I can read from the Bible.
Oh.
Or I can go on, read off the website, Pastor Google.
Okay.
Where's Pastor Wanda?
All right. Well.
I apologize for asking about her underwear earlier. That was a little crude. I apologize.
Okay. Thank you, Grover. Well, anyway, so let's get into a message for tonight. Okay, I'm going to be reading, okay, from Genesis chapter 18, verses 20 to 33. and Genesis chapter 19, verses 24 to 29. And it's called The Judgment of Sin, A Tale of Two Cities. And the Lord said, because the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grave, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the outcry against it that has come to me, and if not, I will know. Then the men turned away from there and went toward Sodom. But Abraham still stood before the Lord, and Abraham came near and said, would you also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Suppose there were 50 righteous within the city. Would you also destroy the place and not spare it for the 50 righteous that were in it? For be it from you to do such a thing as this, to slay the righteous with the wicked, so that the righteous should be as wicked as far it be from you, shall not judge all the earth do right? So the Lord said, if I find the son of 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes. Then Abraham answered and said, indeed now I am but dust and ashes, have taken it upon myself to speak to the Lord. Suppose there were 5 less than 50 righteous, would you destroy all the city for a lack of 5? So he said, if I find there 45, I will not destroy it. And he spoke to him yet again and said, suppose there would be 40 found there. So he said, I will not do it for the sake of 40. And he said, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak, suppose 30 would be found there. So he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. And he said, indeed now I have taken it upon myself to speak to the Lord, suppose 20 should be found there. So he said, I will not destroy it for the sake of 20. Then he said, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak once more. Suppose 10 should be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for the sake of 10. So the Lord went his way as soon as he had finished speaking with Abraham, and Abraham returned to his place. Now the two angels came to Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting in the gate of Sodom. When Lot saw them, he rose to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground, and he said, hear now, my lords, please turn into your servant's house and spend the night and wash your feet, then you may rise early and go on your way. And they said, no, but we will spend the night in the open square. But he insisted strongly, so they turned into him and entered his house. They made him a feast and baked unleavened bread, and they ate. Now before they lay down, the men of the city, the men of Sodom, both old and young, and all the people from every quarter surrounded the house, and they called to Lot and said to him, where are the men who came to you in the night? Bring them out to us so that we may know them carnally. So Lot went out to them and through the doorway and shut the doorway behind him and said, please, my brethren, do not do so wickedly. See now, I have 2 daughters who have not known a man, please let me bring them out to you, and you may do with them as you wish. Only do nothing to these men, since this is the reason they came under the shadow of my roof. And they said, stand back. Then they said, this one came in to stay here, and he keeps acting as a judge. Now we will deal worse with you than them. So they pressed hard against the man Lot and came near to break down the door. But the men reached out their hands and pulled Lot into the house with them and shut the door. And they struck the men who were at the doorway of the house with blindness, both small and great, so they became weary trying to find the door. Then the men said to Lot, have you anyone else there? And son-in-law, your sons, your daughters, and whoever have been in the city, take them out of this place. We will destroy this place, because the outcry against them has grown great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it. So Lot went out and spoke to his sons-in-law, who had married his daughters, and said, get up and go out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But to his sons-in-law he seemed to be joking. When the morning dawned, the angels urged Lot to hurry, saying, arise, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, lest you be consumed in the punishment of the city. And while he lingered, the men took hold of his hand, his wife's hand, and the hands of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful to him, and they brought him out and set him outside the city. So it came to pass, when they had brought them outside, that he said, escape for your life. Do not look behind you, nor stay anywhere in the plain. Escape to the mountains, lest you be destroyed. Then the Lord rained brimstone and fire upon Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of the heavens, so that he overthrew those cities, all the plain, and all the inhabitants of the cities, and what grew on the ground. But his wife looked back behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. And Abraham went early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord. And he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah and toward all the plain, and he saw, and behold, the smoke of the land, which went up in, like the smoke of a furnace. And it came to pass when God destroyed the cities of the plain, that God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out to the midst of the overthrow, when he overthrew the cities in which Lot had dwelt. Solomon chapter 6, verse 1 to 3. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger, nor chasten me in your hot displeasure. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are troubled. My soul also is greatly troubled. But you, O Lord, how long? In Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, my son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Amen. I hope this reading today about the tale of the two cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, okay, was a blessing to you. Amen. And if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, you have a chance to do so right now. Just say the simple little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. My face, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries would like to welcome you into the family of God. We'd like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And if you said this prayer, we would like you to call into area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487, and press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you come on live and let us know that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior. Amen. All righty. I see we have the Reverend Sherwood, Lovehead, inside the chat room tonight. Why don't you call in, Reverend Sherwood? Love to speak with you. We have callers, but we have callers that have not pressed the 1 key, so I cannot bring them on until they press the 1 key. Okay, hold on. We got a 111 caller. Let's see who we have. 111, you're on the air.
Do you want to join the party of God?
The what?
The party of God.
Get it down. Praise the Lord. Get it down.
Party of God.
We do Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, not Muhammad, okay? This is a radio about Jesus Christ. It's called in last week. Thus saith the Lord. It's about Jesus Christ, but you have a blessed and a prosperous day in Jesus' name.
Amen. One one one, you're on here.
You join the party of God.
No. Okay. All righty.
You know what? Let me say this. How you doing, Pastor Wanda?
I'm blessed, sir. I am blessed. Blessed beyond high measure. You know, I just can't, you know, God is a good God. How are you doing?
Well, you know what? I'm doing okay, but I'm going to respond one more time to this little midget Jeff who thinks he's a big man. He's nothing but a little shithead. With all due respect to you, Pastor Wanda, I don't mean to use disrespectful language.
But
Jeff,
this is my brother. This is my brother.
Jeff,
you know, you know the word
this,
of God.
This piece of crap, Jeff, has disrespected me more than once.
But listen, God will fight
and
your battle.
Tonight,
you hold your peace.
Understand something, Wanda. Tonight, it stops.
Yeah, you got to bind them things up, bind them spirits up. It's because, first of all, you have that much power and authority, you know, because, see, God holds you as a high in a high standard. You don't have to fight no battle. God got you, okay? The only thing you got to do is be still and know that he's God. He's going to fight your battle. I don't care who disrespects you. They're not disrespecting you. They're disrespecting the God that's in you. And God will take a standard. He'll raise a standard. When the enemy comes like a flood, God's going to raise up a standard, okay?
Bring him on.
Okay,
come on.
Bring Jeff.
I know he wants to come on.
Jeff,
come
on here.
Jeff, you little shithead. Fuck,
what's going on,
come
dude?
On, man.
What's up, dude? You got the balls.
Come on here, you little shithead. Come on.
How's the
fake
doctrine
shithead
doing tonight there, pal?
What you got to say, Bruce?
Can you say something new and original to me? Please, cut me. Do something good. What, are you not drunk enough?
This guy, you know what? This guy's a little shithead. And you know what?
I'm the little shithead, but yet I'm pretending to be
a
fake black pastor. I'm pretending to be a fake black pastor.
That's what you are. And if I get a hold of you,
Bruce, you are not going to do shit to me.
Nothing. Ever
try
to you,
me,
man.
Fucking try me. I'm begging you. Fucking try me. You don't know who the fuck you're dealing with. You understand me?
Listen to this little pussy. Try me.
Try me. I'm begging you. You don't know what the fuck I've been through or went through, buddy. Try me.
God,
you don't
please
know what the fuck I've done.
Please,
try
God
me, pal.
Please,
try
God
me. You
please, God,
fuck,
let me meet
trying
this guy. Please,
keep
God,
talking,
let me
talking
run into him
shit
in a parking
you
lot. It'll be the end of his
black
world.
Faggot. You understand me? Go set, okay? Please. Just because you want to be relevant, that is it. You just want to be relevant. To who? To a bunch of nobodies like us? You ain't Howard Stern, you ain't shit, so shut your mouth, please. God, it's fucking annoying. I've fucking had enough of your shit. Either do something or shut up. Do something or shut your mouth. Do something or shut your mouth. You ain't going to do shit. You ain't going to do shit.
Get a hold of your little
midget. You ain't
going to
do nothing. You ain't doing shit. Try me. That's all it is. Try me. See what the fuck happens, pal. See what happens. Just like I don't know you, buddy, you don't know me. You don't know shit about
know you
me. So try
trust
me. Try
me. I know everything about you. I know your address. I know where you live. And I'm coming to get you, motherfucker.
Then try me. Then if you know who the fuck I'm affiliated with, buddy. You know who I'm affiliated with. So try me. See what happens. It ain't going to work out good for you. I'm telling you that. Try me. You don't know who I'm involved with. So try me. Try me. I don't even need them, buddy. Try me. I'll fucking kill you. Try me. What do you think? I spent 8 years in the Army doing nothing playing patty cake? You think I spent 8 years in the fucking Army playing patty cake, buddy? Try me. That's all I ask.
Okay.
Try me.
Why don't you guys try to reckon?
This is a weakness, buddy. Let me tell you, it's a great motivation for people who try to fuck with me. See what happens. Okay? You don't know who you're fucking with. And I don't care who I'm fucking with. I don't care. I don't back down from shit, buddy. I don't back down. So try me. I'm begging you. I'm pleading to you. I'm pleading to God you fucking try me. How about that? There's my little religious spiel for tonight.
Okay.
So, on the ending note, Pastor Ken, have a wonderful night. God bless you. Pastor Wanda, I'm sorry to disrupt the show. God bless you as well, and have a wonderful night.
Okay. I hope you guys can work things out, okay?
I'll work things out with my fucking fist in his face, okay? That's how I'll work.
Okay.
God bless, and good night.
Good night, Governor Jeff. God bless you. Okay? 111, you're on the air.
Is this Tough Guy Radio?
Yeah, I guess it's Tough Guy Radio tonight.
Both of them sound like they should join ISIS. Allah Akbar. Allah Akbar. Muhammad is great. Allah is great. Muhammad is his prophet.
We're not doing Muhammad tonight. Listen, please. It's about Jesus Christ. It's not about none of
yes,
that what you call
Jesus.
It.
Jesus was
if you
want to
get on that, they got a show with the Ismail tribe, Muslim. You can get on that. But listen, we proclaim Jesus Christ. Some things are going on tonight, but all praise and honor go to God in Jesus' name.
Amen. Okay, we got another caller here, 111. Let's see who we got. 111, you're in there.
I want you to join Hezbollah, the party of God.
Okay, why do you guys keep calling into a Christian radio station? Okay?
You took Shahada. You are no longer Christian. Leaving Islam is punishable by death.
Shut it down. We don't have time for that. I heard enough stuff tonight. You know, in the Jesus name, we have the most powerful name, Jesus. Jesus. Okay?
Yes. Amen. 111, you're on the air.
Allah Akbar.
Hello?
Allah Akbar.
Shut it down, Pastor. Shut it down. Don't even give him a chance. We're not going to proclaim about nothing else but Jesus Christ.
Radio.
We got things going on. We got a little alt going on.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Another 111. You're on the air.
Allah Akbar. Allah Akbar.
Okay. All right. We got a lot of Muslims calling in.
Come guy.
Okay. All right. Okay, let's see. 111, you're on the air. Hello?
Tough Guy Radio?
Yeah, Tough Guy Radio.
I'd like to join Tough Guy Radio.
Well, you're on it.
How do I join? Do I have to beat up 4 people?
No. You don't have to beat up anybody.
Pastor Wanda fighting?
No, Pastor Wanda's not fighting. She just... She's going to shut down the madness before it starts.
Oh. Tell her to wear head powder gloves.
No, you that's what you need to wear in Jesus' name. See, I'm going to send everything that's sent to me, I'm sending it back to the sender. I don't receive any of that, okay? But you have a blessed and a prosperous day in Jesus' name.
Amen. Or the thriller from Manila.
Okay. All right, 111, you're on the air.
Does she know Mohammed had black slaves? You could take that woman as your sex slave.
Shut it down, Pastor. We're not doing Muhammad tonight.
Yeah, right. No more Muhammad.
111.
Okay. All righty. 111.
Allah Akbar.
Okay. No more Muhammad.
We have some
this is ridiculous.
Pastor.
Yeah.
Pastor, we have some characters tonight. You know, the enemy has to do his job, but we have a job to do in the kingdom of God. And we, the kingdom of God itself is violent, but we take it back by force. So what they're saying is that they fail to realize in 2 Chronicles 16:9, the eyes of the Lord is running to and fro. He never sleeps or never slumbers. He watches over those that's faithful. So all this that's going on, this that's a test. But see, when you count it all, joy in James 1, this is nonsense, okay? And so we bind all this stuff up in the name of Jesus because it has no authority. The blood of Jesus covers us in Revelation 12:11. But I looked at it, Revelation 12:10. That's the accuser of the brethren. I'm listening to all this, and me and you had the same conversation today. You understand? I already know it, but see, God said he's going to fight this battle. This too small for God. That's why you have to cast your burdens upon the Lord, because he cares. All this going on, they need to come to that brother, not on the open air, but praise the Lord. It's all out. But first of all, it's about our character. It's that, Who are you glorifying? See, we're going to glorify God on this radio station. Amen?
Yes.
A living God, yes. Psalm 18:46, that I bring the scripture with anything I speak on. We serve a living God. We don't serve dead God. Okay? We know what God brought us from darkness to a glorious light, and we are the light of this world, the salt. That's why we have to keep season. Amen?
Amen. Amen. All righty. Well, I guess I'm gonna shut it down for tonight. Okay. Gonna say God bless everybody. Give a shout out to Juan from Alabama, Johnny Longfeather, DC2, Mike Hunt, Ashley, Cochran, Vaughn, Gahul, Gavin Moorhead, Chisnane. God bless you all. Okay, and have a very good night. And maybe we'll be on tomorrow night. We'll see. Until then, have a great night.
Pastor, you have a blessed and a prosperous night, and I thank God for all the hearers. Everybody have a blessed and a wonderful Sunday. In Jesus' name, we'll see you next week. God bless.
Amen.
Love y'all.
Yeah.